Hello and welcome to A Bunch of Buttons, Rolling Nerdy, a tabletop gaming podcast, Dungeons and Dragons edition.
Yay!
And we're here with the usual cast and crew with the one extra to our D&D game, which is who?
Me, I'm Rin.
And she's not in the game yet, so we'll let you tell her, let her tell you who her character is when her character gets into the game. Anybody else have anything to say? Christy's playing with buttons.
Putting them on her eyes like Coraline.
He's Coraline.
And singing and dancing.
Oh, I can see through them!
Stop it. Stop it. You're freaking me out.
So, somebody catch us up to where we are here.
Hell, I couldn't tell
you. I'm angry and Bart's missing.
These are facts.
You did get out of the big mountain.
Yay.
Without Bart.
Oh.
And without your new dragonborn friend, because we don't know.
We forgot about him.
He's a doppelganger. We've 40 established that.
What happened? They looked at Scar and said, okay, we got our reptile. Wait. Oh. I'm sorry. They all look alike.
Did you eat him?
Not yet. Just meet him. I mean, you can't expect us to remember everybody when you do that.
All right. So.
Just, you know, a few party members.
Before we even start here, let me get everybody's passive perception.
It's 9.
David, passive perception? It's not a roll. It's just on your sheet.
Yeah, I got to find it.
It's at the bottom of all your ability scores.
Danny?
I'm working on it. 14. You click on perception.
Christy?
9.
At the very top.
Joseph?
16.
Wow, that's good. What's your name?
Scar. 15.
What are the name
you want? Well, where did I put it?
17.
Wow. You guys have excellent passive perception. You guys are going to be perceiving everything.
I saw that.
Some of us will.
If you don't have anything in it, what is it if you don't have anything in perception?
Just like you rolled a 10 plus your wisdom.
Okay, what's your wisdom?
My wisdom's 14.
Modifier, so it's 12 then, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, and Vince is on watch. Everybody else is sleeping, or are you doing something else? You're not here yet.
Nope.
And you're not here right now.
Yes. You're in a camp around this campfire.
Oh, yeah, you're all being all hateful because you now know that we're all from elves.
There's a lot of things I'm hateful about. I'm really hateful that the freaking dragon lied to us.
What did the dragon lie about?
So much angry.
He didn't tell us. Technically, I don't think he technically lied. But he sure as hell didn't tell us the whole truth.
He withheld information.
Everybody you've been talking to has been withholding information.
Yeah,
but at least the elves told us.
Why are you
straight up? That? We can't tell you everything. That would have been acceptable to me.
All right, you hear somebody coming through the woods.
Okay, I'm going to
from. We'll call that direction north. So, north.
So, I'm going to go ahead and alert the others.
You staying in the tree? Are you yelling down? What are you doing?
I'm going to call down to whoever's closest, which looks like it's...
Me.
Deidre.
I'm probably, like, sleeping, actually. Because I didn't move. I'm probably sleeping against the tree.
Okay. Deidre! Someone's coming. And then I'm going to pop up the tree and see what I can find.
I pull my bow and make an arrow and wait.
A dragonborn stumbles out of the bushes.
Stick me over there.
Wasn't he dead?
Now y'all left me.
You were...
I thought he was just sleeping.
He was in hibernation. You know how lizards are.
Athne.
I'm sleeping unless somebody woke me up. I'm up in the tree.
I'm sleeping.
Okay.
Unless
then
somebody woke me up.
I'm Scar.
I think the arrangement is that, you know, when I wake you guys up, then one of you, you wake up the rest. Since I'm up in the tree. Ready
so I need
go.
To know who all's awake. Who's awake? Who's asleep?
I would have, the moment he came through, I would have, like, let loose my arrow, like, right above your head, because that's how I wake you up usually.
So mean.
That's a crappy alarm clock. I mean... I like the worst alarm ever.
You wake for some reason. You're not sure why.
It was far enough away on a branch, and if she's in a web, it'll shake the tree and shake her web, which I know will instantly wake her up.
And you see that they're kind of looking at the dragonborn that you thought was dead, but you also, with your crazy special eye, see there is someone hiding in the bushes behind him. You're the only one who currently knows that. That needs to come back to me.
Yep.
That was going to be the elf.
Not appearing in this film.
Do I notice anything about the person hiding?
Give me a perception roll for that one. And don't forget you get advantage because you're looking. Huh?
Dice.
And I got a 20 on my perception check since I saw them or heard them. I'm trying to see what I can find.
I guess I'll take the 7 since it's better than the 6.
You can't really
13.
Tell who it is or what kind of person it is. What'd you roll?
20.
Okay, you also see there's somebody in the bushes behind him. And since it's really close to you, give me a perception roll now.
14.
And you hear someone behind you.
I'm quietly snoring with my wolf.
I throw a rock at your head.
What'd you say? As in post-coitus?
Maybe. Wait, you got a wolf?
Mine's just a regular wolf. It doesn't breathe fire.
Yep. Alright.
Alright, so I'm awake. I look where everybody else is looking.
I'm going to try to sneak around my webbing and try to get a good spot to jump down.
Alright, now that people have started to move around, you realize that these are the people that you've been looking for. You thought you did not know who that guy was.
No, these are not the party she's looking for.
You did not know who this guy was. So you've been following him for a while, but those are the people that you were sent to find.
Okay.
Put her over in the bushes over there.
We're not the droids you're looking for.
Behind him.
Wait, I'm not a droid.
Not this time,
though. Give me another perception roll, you.
Me? 14.
You're not sure if they know you're there or not.
If I see people staring that way, I'm going to slink off into the woods. The stealth roll. 21.
Perception.
What's your name?
Shamash.
It's Mush-Mush.
Yeah, she always called me Mush-Mush.
Okay,
Mush-Mush,
you see nothing.
Shmash,
I'm just
going to
work myself. Well, I hear that. I'm going to work myself around behind them. And since I'm a ranger, I can move at normal speed.
So what are you doing now? You see the people you're looking for, but between you and them is a dragonborn, and you do not know who he is.
And by coincidence, I'm assuming y'all are together because, you know.
I have no idea.
But she appears to be hiding in the bushes behind him.
And I still can't get a good look.
I'm going to try to stay hiding in the bushes until I determine what is going on. All right,
do you have a hide?
I have a stealth.
Okay, give me that a stealth roll.
That is what that is.
Natural 20.
Oh, my God.
Everybody who could see her before, she just disappeared.
I just came. I haven't been able to see her. I'm just working my way behind him. This is my movement as I'm riding the wolf.
And those of you who lost her can do a perception to try to find her again, if you would like.
I'm going to actually start looking since I wasn't looking before.
Golly, what is
I got a 16.
You're actually looking the wrong direction, but you could turn around, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not even looking at her. I just heard her.
Hold on.
I have an 18 for perception.
I call him Mush Mush.
All right. Did everyone roll who wanted to roll?
Fairy fire.
Can you fairy fire without seeing, without knowing exactly where she is?
Yeah, that's
a 20-foot cube.
Yep, she just places it there.
Yep, so somewhere in that tree, I'm going to light it up.
Okay, yeah, and you know what fairy fire is, so you know that you're... what he's doing.
Save.
Dexterity save.
That's a d20 plus my dex modifier.
Yep, it should be at the very top up there.
Okay, well, she did.
She avoided it.
I think that means she has to move, right?
She has to move, yes.
Yes.
To get out of the 20-foot square, so yeah. Pick a direct. Well, she's making a dexterity save to avoid it. That sounds like moving to me.
Yeah, like, never do that.
All right, so then I'll move around that direction. So
you'd be moving out of the trees if you do that.
So yeah, into this, move to there. Into this other tree over here.
With that stealth roll before, she's really, really well hidden. And now we have a tree that's all lit up and glowing.
Well, I see the tree, so I'm assuming that's what he's lighting up. So I'm going to move to here. Out of the... You went here?
Yeah.
Do a perception roll. Are you invisible or something?
No, I'm hidden.
Oh, I just wondered why you weren't moving your piece.
Because I'm riding the wolf.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, it's a 20-foot cube, so it would be...
Yeah, I'm good. Visible. I'm good. I'm right outside of it. My perception... No, I'm looking at the back of the dog. I rolled a one. I'm like, what did you
eat? The problem is you're riding the dog the wrong way. You're facing the wrong way.
I'm a goblin and that stinks.
That stinks even by my standards.
You shouldn't have gave it potato chips.
Do I need to make another hag roll? Since I'm next to her, we're going to continue saying, neither one of us know that us are there.
All right. We're not doing initiative unless somebody's going to fire on somebody, so...
What the hell are y'all talking about? I don't see anything. Are we sure that's him? I seem angrier than normal.
About everything.
Did you just jump from tree to tree?
Yeah, 17 on my athletic check.
Wow. Well, that was impressive.
And that's not really, a 5-foot gap.
And that's not really that far.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm going to look it up, see if I can jump on the tree.
The whole simple, getting down and walking.
That's
seems
a
really,
hefty jump.
Yeah, I know. But
she is a jumping 20, spider.
25, yeah.
Okay, so you're still hiding?
Mm-hmm.
What's your character's name?
I'm
Scar.
Scar, yeah. I'm yelling at Scar, yelling at him, trying not to let my ass on fire. Close to the damn thing.
I mean, he sounds the same, but that doesn't mean anything.
It's me.
Well, we did come across some untasty, shifty meat, so...
I thought I saw something over in that bush, too, but...
Does everyone know there's somebody other than him here, or are there people...
No, I have no clue. No one's told me.
Well, I've asked. Who's that there with you? I thought I saw someone...
25,
30, 35. Put me at the edge of that other tree, then.
You're right here?
Yep.
Now you're at
the fire. All right, new stealth and new perception, since y'all are, like, very close to...
One time.
Very close together. Do a new perception, since you're closer.
Oop. Oh.
She
17.
She falls out of the bush at your feet.
You
scared the fuck out of me, you damn spider.
Do I need to roll, or I'm still hidden?
No, you can see her. She fell out of the tree on the ground.
There she is.
What are you doing?
That's the one I was talking about.
Oh. Yeah, there's someone there.
And her hood came up on one side, and she has a pointy ear.
I'm going to move to here. Do I need to make another stealth roll?
You trying to get behind her?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
That's what he does, in case she does something.
What's your passive
goofy
perception?
It doesn't matter. Okay. I rolled a 20.
It's all right. He's behind you.
But I don't know that he's behind you.
No, but you're right now, you're like...
I start
moving. Yeah, you fell out of the... It makes sense. You fell out of the tree.
You can move me this way.
I'm turning her around.
I'm on the side of the tree. Above you with my rapier out. What are you doing following Shmosh?
The elder sent me.
And you know the name. I wish I forgot the name. Anybody remember the name?
Darnassus.
Darnassus.
Dar something.
I think it's Darnassus.
Darcassus.
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 Yeah, Darnassus is copyrighted by World of Warcraft.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's Darcassus.
So Darcassus is the one who sent you.
Darcassus sent me.
I'm going to try to see if she's... whatever that role is.
Insight.
That's a pretty specific name for someone to, made up.
Okay. I believe you.
She is an elf that just threw out Darcassus. I mean, why?
That's not something that... If I were a doppelganger, I would probably go for something simple like, hey...
I'm Bob.
Yeah, I hate to say it. Yeah, that's really what I was going for. Was
I'm a human who works down in the middle.
I think that immediately cuts it out.
A doppelganger wouldn't even know what an elf looked like.
Wait, unless the doppelganger like probed one of our minds.
So you can you can clearly see she's an elf?
Yeah, unless she's probably when she
wait.
She's been told to hide that she's an elf, so as soon as she notices, she's probably gonna adjust it back into place.
Yes.
Wait. She could be a doppelganger.
Well, from behind you, I'm like, doppelgangers don't know what elves are.
And for we'll have a doppelganger probed over our minds.
Well, for that matter, he could be a doppelganger.
Well, did you test him yet? Hicks will ride out from behind you.
It's a goblin on a wolf. Goblins are not evil in this world, by the way.
Okay.
They're
that
farmers.
Is a good point. You, Shamash, get over there next to the elf.
Put me over next to her.
I just picked something up.
Hello.
I'm a cast over here.
I don't mean you any harm.
We're making sure.
They're just making sure that we are who we are.
I was just trying to make sure that you were the right people before I introduced myself.
Well, she doesn't mean us any harm, and she's kind of cute, so,
Don't
so
take
y'all can make a charisma saving
Don't throw. Take that as a compliment. Scar thinks some of the worst-looking things ever are cute.
Or you can just say, it doesn't matter to me. I'm casting Zone of Truth, so if y'all want to lie...
Oh, I'm definitely moving out of that.
I think you all you creatures are kind of cute in some way.
I ain't gonna lie.
Especially the fuzzy ones with all that furry hair and stuff you got. You non-scaled people.
All right, so you've confirmed that they're telling the truth, both of them?
Well, I'm is the elf.
Are you gonna try to lie?
No.
Then you don't even have to make the save if you're not gonna lie.
That makes it easy.
All right, you first. Are you a doppelganger?
No.
Okay.
Smell like a doppelganger.
Well, you smell like rotten shit.
Thanks! I was trying. It's a new cologne.
I do kind of have to agree with you.
All goblins probably do smell like fertilizer.
All right.
Because of farming. Yeah, that's what we're going to go with.
What's your name?
I'm Sylvania.
Sylvania? Are you a doppelganger?
No.
Okay. I think they're good.
So,
I'm glad you think that.
So you just ask him that, and that spell makes him tell the truth? Huh. I like it. We should just start...
Do you really like it?
I'm way out of the zone.
Can you move it?
But honestly, when has Scar ever lied?
He doesn't know how, I don't think.
He knows how. It's not useful to him. It's more entertaining for him just to go ahead and just charge forward.
No, Deidre doesn't think Scar is smart enough to, like, acknowledge what he knows how to lie or that lying is a thing. I mean, she's just like, that's beyond that one.
It's center on a 15-foot circle.
I'm not stupid.
No.
I probably would have just centered it, like, right here.
My charisma's in the toilet, but
your charisma is stupid.
I'm a bit of a boorish character, but...
It's gone.
Yours are seven?
Yeah.
Ren... Your character's name is what?
Yeah.
Sylvania.
What's up?
You have a. What's that name? What's it called when you shorten
like
a name? There's a word for that.
Yeah.
Name?
Am I good leader?
Do you have a shorter name?
Yeah, sure.
Do we have to call you your whole name?
No, just Sel.
I don't really care much.
Sel and Athne.
Scar, am I pretty?
Yeah, I do you.
You'll Scar thinks everybody
should do that log over there too. But...
No, come on.
That's what I'm saying.
A log cannot give consent.
Are you lying? You have to make a save if they're lying.
Here's your log.
That's a big log.
I like
Acne.
To admit.
What? Hubris.
It's a bone in your body, right? I don't have one.
I like your abdomen, but I can't lie.
Actually, you would have a humerus. If you have bones in the top part.
Oh, that's what that is. Sorry, I didn't take
school. I didn't take school.
All right, Sel and Athne, you hear people coming. A lot of people.
I mean, the only reason
on horses.
Knows what that bone is because she cooks.
I'm going to pull my hood tighter and kind of...
They are not coming from the north. They are coming from the east.
If I do recall, we got in front of
You're in front of the army, yes. Yeah. And the army should be... That direction, so I don't know how these guys got through. They're very sneaky, I guess. But these
people didn't find her for it. It took us a while to find her.
These people are coming from that way.
Y'all left. Wow.
I'm going
horses.
Into this
Everyone hide.
Right there. Need a hide rope?
In a couple of rounds, everybody will... There are the horses. In a couple of rounds, everyone will hear the horses, because there are a lot of them.
Someone, get the campfire.
I put a pot over it.
Stealth rolls for hiding.
If you're going to try to hide, roll stealth
rolls. I'm going to try to hide.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to hide, too.
18.
Also an 18.
21.
Dex.
I guess 16.
Hold on, hold on. We're going too fast here.
Sorry.
18 for me also.
Everybody's got 18s. What would you have?
16.
You can just give us all 18s. And we can just...
I got 21.
Or 21.
Stealth is dex, so I have a 20.
Did you take what's your armor least? Give you a penalty? Yeah,
yeah, it's disadvantage, I think.
Gives you disadvantage, at least.
I think
it's either a 20 or a 19, so...
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's not a bad hero.
All right. So a group of
double check
eight men on horseback ride.
By men, do you mean human?
Yes, human. Right where all of those people are.
These guys?
No, these on this end. But they don't see you because you're doing a pretty good job of hiding. But when they get close enough, you can see that they're human. You can see that they're wearing plate mail armor. They're wearing dwarven plate mail armor, if anyone would recognize that.
I would. I have a set.
And they have a symbol on their breastplate. Does anyone have any of the people who are over here have any knowledge that might tell you what that
breastplate... Either investigation or history.
History would probably work.
I have either of those.
12.
Do untrained?
Yes. Yeah,
I
know.
Yes. Oh, I've got jack of all trades. Talking.
You can do untrained on it as well.
11.
What'd you get?
History.
Okay, do a history.
You're not over here.
Oh, yeah, you're
over there. Yeah, I'm over there. Never mind.
What's the...
Oh, over there.
Yeah.
My bad, I didn't roll.
I got a 14.
All right, you know these are the Knights of Silver Crest.
That means...
They're the good human empire.
I step out then, because I don't...
Well, as soon as you step out, they're like, whoa! And they draw their bows, and they're...
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
I put my hands up.
Oh, you want a dry erase marker?
I'll just go write it up there.
We were just making sure you weren't the ones that are...
Are there other people with you? Have them all step out.
So... Wait, she just threw up her hand?
Yes.
Yeah. They're good guys.
He doesn't know that. All he sees is you step out and go.
He knows I wouldn't do that.
And you're far enough. I mean, you're not far enough away. And she's not speaking. She's not whispering. So I'm not coming out.
You would probably not be comfortable with these guys either.
Mm-mm.
Making sure you weren't with the Iron Warlord.
Iron Warlord. Who's that? Is that that army?
All of them.
Yeah.
Which one seems to be the leader?
I'll disguise myself as a human.
The one probably talking.
You're the one talking.
Okay.
I'll disguise myself as a human. Really nice clothing. Very nice dress. Almost nobility.
Has Hicks ever seen you do this?
Nope.
All right.
I'm also hiding right now.
Yeah, so when you come out, you're like, who the fuck is this?
So Scar's not going to give up a tactical advantage by, you know, leaving the tree.
He's going to get that head nod.
But he also doesn't want them... Doesn't want to drop down and do something that's going to cause them to shoot at her. So, I'm gonna try to intimidate them from the tree.
You're gonna what?
Try to intimidate.
You do
them.
Shake the branch.
No, I'm hidden in the tree. And
as you think about intimidating them, you hear more of them coming.
Are you out?
No, I'm up in the tree. And I'm
so
just
I'm going to give you the opportunity to not do that before you realize you're going to be way outnumbered.
In the tree, I'm going to say, we can talk about this, but any of you takes a fire at my friend, and two of you are going to die.
Could I step out before then?
I'm not trying to...
What was the name of their group again?
Knights of Silvercrest.
Deirdre, who is it?
They're the Knights of Silvercrest.
I'll walk out from behind the tree.
Lower your bows.
Okay, you're going to notice some things about them right away. First of all, they're very well outfitted. They have very nice horses. And they are very regimented. They're lawful good. So they're very regimented about the way they do everything. Yeah. Everything is by the book, so they have not lowered their bows.
I know they haven't.
And there are more of them coming in. And the one says, I'm Captain... I didn't give them names. Captain Leaf.
Is your first name Ryan?
No, my first name is Leaf.
Oh, Captain, thank you for finding us. We were running away from an encroaching army. Oh, I'm sorry. I did not introduce myself. I am Countess Miranda.
So who's the person yelling in the tree?
That's Scar. He lacks a little of the social graces.
He's my bodyguard. It's okay. Scar, you can come out.
If you can see the tree, Hicks is like...
Oh, wow, who is that?
There's no saving throw for that, is there?
No, only if you have a reason to. I mean,
I've never seen you before.
It's not an automatic.
Okay, so I've not seen you before, but you're still speaking with Athene's voice.
Yeah.
Doesn't change your voice, does it?
We didn't model it after a spell. What was the spell we modeled it after?
It's Alter Self.
So it just changes your physical appearance.
And I can change my own voice. That's no problem.
I'll take a disadvantage on the save. All right,
go ahead.
What is the...
I
just want to know if he knows who you are or not.
Because he might come back going, oh,
he's like, who the hell are you?
I think it's the same as any other.
It would be Wisdom?
I guess while he's doing that, I can step out and stand between...
Did I notice him go into a bush and then come out of the bush as somebody else?
Yes.
So can I make a save to figure out who this person is?
Yeah, you were right there by him, so yeah, you've seen...
Do I get advantage on that?
Herself isn't a physical. That's right. We
do I get advantage on that, or is that just a regular save?
Yeah, there's no illusion here.
Oh, there's no save. Maybe. He did change. Okay. He is something different. That's what he is.
So there's no save.
Nope.
Because he actually is something different. But you might realize that it's her because you were standing right there.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine. Hicks,
so do I need to make
really
a roll
confused
to know that it's her? Or okay.
You don't really know. You just suspect that it's her.
Okay.
So I'm gonna drop down in front of them and use Druidcraft to make it wind blow look all cool and impressive. But mostly, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get killed by these guys if they do something. But I'm gonna get in the way. Yeah, I'm gonna at least take out.
Do not be alarmed. This is Shamash, my quarter.
Is this all of you? By the way,
no,
Sergeant.
What are
Sergeant,
do?
go bring the priest.
Hold on. From inside this bush, you hear in a goblin voice, I don't know who she is. I ain't never seen her ass before in my life.
So there are still others hiding.
Hicks. He's our local ranger. He was trying to get us around the army without them getting...
Ranger? Who the hell are you? I've never seen you before in my life.
I go over to his bush. I'm like, Hicks, you got hit in the head.
I didn't get hit in the damn head.
Yes, you know that spider that we also came across that popped
on our
lady.
It was last minute.
There
we
was
had
a
to go with
spider that hopped on a lady.
Hicks, she was the only guy that would help us out. I think he's a little bit crazy.
I'm not crazy. I just never seen you before.
I'm gonna try deception.
All right, if we could just all relax for a minute. I've sent for the priest.
And you're lowering the crossbows. I'm getting a little edgy about you pointing crossbows at my friends. He is pushing this a little bit too far, trying to get us to be peaceful, and he's not budging at all.
I do have to admit, it would be a nice show of faith.
As soon as the priest gets here and confirms that you're not with the army, then we'll...
Oh, I can guarantee you I'm not with those assholes. They only murdered my family when I was a kid, and they murdered all our other friends, and they kidnapped our other friends who were
rolling
around.
It really does not make sense for us to do this.
Calm down.
To let this all happen. The way they're doing it.
If you know you're going to die if you do anything, that probably does make sense. If you do anything, you're probably all going to die, because you're way outnumbered.
I know, but we can run. Clearly, they can't seem to find people well.
Sivania, can you come out now? I'm sorry, I have a servant girl with us as well.
Alright, the priest arrives, tells them to put their weapons away.
Finally, someone speaking sense for the first time.
As a servant girl.
I'm the cook. I guarantee you, I'm the cook in
plate. I've never seen her before.
I'm in plate mail and I'm the cook, but that's not too much of a stretch
this army, the Twilight anything to be a about cook. Them?
You're a cook.
You may not.
Yeah. You may not, no, because you've been kind of...
You're new to this world.
New to this world, yeah.
I am a tiny baby child.
You are the new.
You're also really old.
Yes. have that too.
Just go with
and
it.
And if they see your ears, they will shit themselves. I promise right, you.
The priest.
Well, that's where your wings
the
are.
Priest yeah. is wearing.
So did you actually call me out, and I now yeah. have to come out of hiding? Is
that's
that...
up to you. I can't control you. I just did.
Are they looking in the direction he called in, waiting for a person to appear?
Yeah, they're looking. If he called out a name, called out in a direction, they would be looking in that direction.
I go and I'm like, it'll be okay. Just come here.
Don't forget to tell her to go along with it.
I'm going to pull my hood really, really far down and, like, tie it super, super tight.
I put an arm around her and, like, look very protective.
And I will very quietly.
She's a very shy individual.
Captain Leaf, I guarantee you this is all of my party.
I'm going to keep my head completely down. I'm looking at the fucking ground here.
We'll move her over here.
It's Lady Athene.
That's not Lady Athene.
Yes, it's the way they ate Lady is the Lady.
The Athene. Priest is wearing a holy symbol of Oda.
It's Lady Athene. No. It's Lady Athene.
You are quietly telling him this, right? Because I did
probably
introduce
not.
Myself as Countess.
I'm standing
Miranda.
Right next to him, so I'm sitting here telling him.
Scar, the priest is wearing a holy symbol of Oda.
Oh, finally, someone who speaks some sense. Blessings of Oda be with you.
And with you as well.
And I've got a holy symbol of Oda.
Are you the leader of this group?
No, that would be...
I bow.
You understand that the situation we're in, would you consent to using a spell on you to confirm that you are...
Oh, we have one actually set up over there if you need...
For different reasons, but...
Just a truth spell. I'll just ask you a few questions.
That is perfectly acceptable.
All right, so he casts the spell. Are you with the army?
Does a 24 beat his saving throw?
Yes.
Okay. No, we are not with the army. We are, in fact, running from
Deidre
the army.
Starts kind of like, I hate those fuckers. They kidnapped us.
Yeah, Scar's just down.
Do you know their intentions?
Yes, I believe they are headed towards the World Tree.
And what is it they plan to do there?
I do not have the slightest idea, but it could not be good. In fact, I think it would be for the best if you and the captain would go back and get to Silvercrest and get some more men and perhaps stop them. This army is... There's nothing good about this army. Nothing good can come.
How large is the army?
How many did I was
too scared to look.
About 5,000.
I looked out the window.
About 5,000.
About 5,000.
Yeah. I was running from them for a while.
Yeah, that was...
But there easily could be more coming. We do not know.
He looks at the other guy and says, we're going to need more men.
Absolutely.
We're going to need a bigger horse.
Bigger wagon. Bigger catapult.
Anything.
Yeah. You're welcome to... come with our other men and we'll go back to Silvercrest, or where are you going? Silvercrest is a very large city, but it's on the eastern coastline, so it's pretty far away from where you're...
The World Tree.
Yes.
No, we really must get back to our own country. I name some place down south.
Because again, this hodgepodge of mix, you know, what's our country?
I've never even been there.
You actually said that?
He's confused.
You're local.
I'm a local guide.
You're supposed to get us there. It's okay.
Oh, I can get you there.
All right. So they're going to leave then. You didn't really lie, so why'd you make the saving throw?
I did lie.
He did lie.
What did you say that was a lie?
I said we have to get back to our own country.
Oh, okay.
Down south. I named off one of the countries down south that's near the World Trade.
Okay. They're going to leave now.
Yeah. And plus, it's just in case. I have to roll at the beginning, so... Oh my god.
They didn't really seem that interested in you, which is probably a good thing for you.
That's why I said serving girl. You care about a serving girl?
Nobody would.
Nobody cares about a serving girl.
Yeah, she does that sometimes.
And for your information, I'm not a serving girl.
Yes, I know. It was all a ruse. It's called acting.
Acting!
It's kind of lying to keep people out of our business.
But she was really good at that because she is nobility and she's used to having servants. So.
Garcon! Garcon!
I'm not really like that, Emma.
In fact, Bart, the character who's missing, used to be one of her servants.
He's still one of her servants.
Oh, Deidre used to be one of her servants.
Oh, God. Still is technically.
He made Bart's family works for her family.
So does mine.
All right, so the knights are apparently going to try to intercept the army. We're not sure what effect that's going to have.
Now, slow them refresh, down, I hope. If we can refresh our, my memory, what was it that we were going to the... we were trying to get ahead of the army.
To get to the World Tree. Well, actually, I think you probably want to get Bart back, but you don't really know where he is right now.
Yeah, that's true.
We can only assume right now he's part of the army behind us.
That's right. That's what we were trying to get ahead of him to. Yeah.
But that we know that they're going to try to sacrifice him when they get him to the World Tree. I'm going to try to cast Ascending to Bart.
And what are you saying to him?
How are you?
Now I wonder, should I let him respond as Bart, or Bart's an NPC right now, and I respond.
Come on. don't be me.
Can I respond back to you?
Yeah. And I'll say, how are you?
I wouldn't hear where from Bart this weird, was I?
No, you weren't.
Can
are
I?
You in any
yeah, way? You can hear him, and you can respond.
Where am I? Do I know?
You were teleported. You are at the World Tree, outside it, right now.
I'm at the World Tree. I'm okay. Don't come.
Well, you don't hear it.
Like, ever. Yeah,
that was not my in-character laugh. That was my out-of-character laugh.
I'll cast it one more time. We're coming to save you. End of story.
Stay away.
And I happen to ask, what happened to Bart?
Too soon, man. Too soon.
Yeah, don't ask Deidre. That
you
might be...
start bawling.
Again.
Deidre, what happened to Bart?
Oh, crap.
Get in!
All right, I don't know about y'all, but I can't get any more sleep. Let's go. We need to get to the World Tree.
Deidre's already walking.
Hey, shouldn't we have gone back to their city? We could have maybe rented a airship.
How far is the World Tree from where we're at?
Yeah. Leagues?
Only in water.
My crush never got
travel.
Injured. What happened to Bart?
Travel.
All I know is she's walking away from me now.
Pissed off and angry. Very pissed off and angry.
He was taken. Some magical juju happened. He got teleported somewhere with her. She came back.
He would also told you he's well. As can be expected.
You are 200 miles from the World Tree, and it's like 400 miles to Silvercrest. So.
Yeah, no, we're going to the World Tree.
Force marching is how much?
We made a whole bunch of that first night. I can't remember how.
Because we made rolls, but once you make that, once somebody fails that first roll.
Oh yeah, this is my Melty guy.
I mean, we're not gonna get lost.
No, I mean,
I'm gonna give you an opportunity.
We have a ranger and we have a barbarian. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you an opportunity to go back and say something else to the knights if you want to before they leave.
Such as,
I don't know.
Hey, can you get us to the World Tree any faster?
Oh yeah, we could just ask for horses.
Yeah. Good point. But Hicks can't do that.
But you told him you weren't going to the World Tree, though.
Well, I said we're going to the South. Yeah, we're just trying to get back to our country.
Yes, they will give you horses.
I was like, he didn't volunteer? How unsure.
Honestly, though, I mean, the way they presented, and I understand how we met and everything, I don't see them as particularly friendly and helpful.
Nope, they're not. I don't see lawful good people as friendly and helpful. I see them as very regimented.
They're lawful assholes.
Yes.
Neutral good, on the other hand. Oh, yeah, that's for the greater good? Sure. Let's help you out.
But if they are knights and they do have a chivalrous code, that's completely up to you. I don't know how they are, but...
Yeah, they will give you horses.
Yeah, chivalrous codes are ridiculous.
What is the movement speed on the horse?
And that maybe they probably should have even offered.
40 or 50?
You're trying to get away from an army.
If it's 40, I can just ride the wolf. He's got a movement of...
Oh, yeah, you would stay on your wolf.
Yeah, I'm not riding. I just don't want to slow the party down.
Well, so it depends on the horse, usually.
It'd just be a riding.
The monk can pretty much outrun your horses.
Sick horse.
Yeah. I got a movement of 40 now.
No, you're pretty quick, too. Not as quick as the monk, though.
I'm 40 on foot.
Yeah, me on foot.
So
I thought you were 45 now.
Can ride at a gallop for about an hour, covering twice the usual distance for a fast pace.
Yeah, I'm 45 now.
So at a normal pace, what can they cover?
So basically, you can get an extra four miles out of them, pretty much. Because you can't just sit there and keep running them.
But at a normal pace, what is it?
Riding horses are 60 feet.
The good thing, though, is that you can pretty much go...
What?
What the hell?
It's a tooth.
It looks like some kind of weird sex toy.
Only you would go there, Mike.
I remember when Mike was like our like innocent like.
That was before we got a hold of him.
Swearing in his house.
How much gold do you have, Scar?
Did you use a 3D printer for that one?
She's no, keeping track of our gold.
Oh,
I am.
Oh, great. That's been fun.
We had a lot.
We always do.
All right, 500. That's a lot for a character, but since they have a lot.
Yeah, we have enough to buy a small town.
Yeah.
Well, she wouldn't have that much. But,
how do I?
Because we have a dragon's horde.
How do I add
gold? How do you add gold?
Yeah, the good thing, though, is that if we're going to force march, we use the horses.
Go to journal and type the number, hit gold pieces, type the value, and then hit earn.
Okay.
And then to take it away, you type a negative number in there for how much you spend and tell it to earn.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So yeah, if we're going at a fast pace, which gives us the -5 penalty to passive perception, we can make 34 miles where we have to start pushing the mounts.
So a week. We got a week ride. But I think I can... We don't... Because of my natural explorer... I don't lose my passive.
Oh,
okay.
So I won't lose my... I won't get the negative to the passive.
All right. Somebody roll a 6, pick a number for the day, and then somebody for the night.
6. I'm kidding, it's a D3. 6. Okay.
4.
That's the first day and night. Second day? Gotta pick a number.
You have to pick a number before you roll it.
Oh, that you're trying to hit?
Yeah.
So
if you want an encounter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. 3.
Close.
And the night?
5.
In the night.
Second day is cool. Third day?
4.
2.
Oh, damn it.
She said it too.
Well, do you have an encounter?
Yep.
All right, who's on guard?
I didn't roll it.
Who's on watch?
Bitch. I'll be.
It's nighttime?
Yes.
Yeah, you made the roll.
No, actually, Scar did.
Are you?
Yeah, Scar's on watching.
You watch all the time? Is that?
Yep.
All the shit happens when he's on watch. We should not let him be on watch.
Because I like to have
I would agree with that.
Start up some fun. What? It gets boring on watch if you don't, you know, watch stuff.
Something's flying overhead.
Is it a dragon?
It is.
What color?
It's nighttime.
Do a perception roll and see if you can see it.
It's white. That's why you can see it.
That's a 13.
All you can see is the dark form of a dragon circling overhead, and it is apparently sees something here because it's not stopped and circling.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Yes.
I don't know if 5th edition is the same as 3rd and 3.5, but you can tell by the shape of the wings.
Well, and I am a bit of a dragon scholar.
And what did you roll for your perception?
13.
I'm half dragon.
It's
so
night. I'm going to say that's not quite
out.
Good enough.
Okay. But, you know, of all the people who study dragons in this group, I've definitely seen them up close the most. Way up close. And personal.
He's been inside.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at these, and they kind of look... They're not that different from the pictures. They're a little different, but I don't...
Are they glinty and shimmery? Is it glinty and shimmery?
It is not. So what are you doing when you see this thing stop and start circling overhead?
Are we in a place kind of like this again?
Yes.
Exactly like this, actually.
Where'd our fire go?
If there's still force, then I'm...
I got it.
You are in an area that's slightly warmer, so you may have chosen not to use a fire. I don't know.
Well, if there is a fire, I'm going to extinguish it. I can do it with Druidcraft.
Okay.
And I'm going to wake up whoever's closest to where I'm watching from.
That'd be Avni.
Being in the middle is not so bad. What? What's the problem here? I'll go ahead and... You probably have a web or something like that that I can just pluck on something that you've already set up. Would you? Okay. So I'll go ahead and pluck on the web.
It's complete. Don't look at me that way.
No, I think it's incredibly useful.
I actually sometimes ask you to make me a helmet.
Now, this is cool. It just gives her something that I can just go... Blink, 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 blink. Yeah, just blink at it, and she's like, what?
What?
Do you have light slicker as one of your racial traits? No. That would make sense.
No, I don't have anything like that.
Because I guarantee you, spiders will be sleeping on a web, and I walk by, and I start poking at them because I'm a jerk. They get all mad.
I'm using this for size, not for color.
Ah, shit.
Oh, boy.
So ignore the color.
What? Why are you waking me up? What? Yeah, he's sleeping right over there.
What? I look up.
Perception roll.
Yeah, 25.
That is a black dragon. An adult black dragon.
Oh, shit. That's a very dark black dragon. Wake up the others.
Why? Is he just going to come talk to us like the other one?
Probably gonna eat us.
Why would he do that?
Because they're assholes.
All right, I'll go around waking everybody else up.
Why do I feel racist saying that about a black dragon?
And you look, and you look tasty. Well, the white dragons are also assholes. So.
Exactly. I hate all colors of dragons equally.
Unless they're the colors of money, they're not good.
Why the hell y'all waking me up? I was asleep.
Shh, dragon.
Oh, shit. Wait, I'm half dragon.
It is coming a little lower. It's like right above the trees right now. And
you're a blue dragon, right?
Yeah.
Guess what?
You're not immune to cast invisibility.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Yes.
Very. I can do that.
The dragon's
pretty actually, I wouldn't have done that immediately before I went and woke up.
Oh, yeah.
I speak draconic, so just I can talk to it.
It probably speaks common and doesn't care. It's going to taste as we tell us we taste good with ketchup.
Because we do.
All right, let's do initiatives.
Yay, wait, am I even awake? I'm still asleep. None of you all people woke me up, so
we
I'm still asleep.
Woke you up if you yeah, yeah, yeah. Give us enough time.
We just didn't roleplay that.
Six. Wow, that's not good.
You know you're fucked when the DM says it. 20, okay.
20.
20 what, Vince?
Oh, I'm 20. Even fucked too.
20. You both have 20?
No, I have 21.
Oh, 21.
Oh, crap. I rolled the... I'm thinking old Dungeons and Dragons. I rolled a D10 for initiative.
Oh, yeah. Well, no wonder it was bad.
That's
actually not bad for D10.
What'd you get?
Yeah. Look 11. What I rolled. What? That's 11. What I get for running my mouth. How about a 4?
What'd you get?
That's you still have to sleep.
He's like, I still don't understand where that other chick comes from.
What?
18. Oh, yeah, once everybody 19, ran 19. Off, like, I would have just, I would turn back.
Chris,
where'd
you
right go?
What'd you do?
I'm at 20. That's like, oh god, I woke up from a nightmare the other day that I'd fallen down the stairs again.
That would have.
Again?
Wow, that is a terrible nightmare. And yes, she did fall down the stairs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a hairline fracture on my spine. Thus, I'm wearing this contraption.
I feel you.
All right, Christy. No, Joseph. It is flying right above the trees.
The weirdest thing.
Actually,
like,
put it right in the middle
he
of the.
Sauntered in and
so it's like
you know,
right above you.
No big deal. You just
did I get town to cast invisibility? Or
how far above this is it?
You said it before. So
right
yeah.
Above the trees.
Right above the trees. So it's a.
Is it hovering?
It's no. It's flying circles.
Yeah,
I don't think they have
like
the ability.
Feet
they don't
away,
have the ability
60
to hover.
Feet away.
They don't have that good of flight.
Huh?
30 feet, 60 feet. What's my range here?
We are not in the forest, so I'm going to say 30 feet.
30 feet, okay.
Just hide. Maybe it doesn't see us.
It appears to be circling right above you.
It sees somebody.
It's a dragon. It's a
shoot, you go home now.
Let's see, who was the last two people? Let's see, if you started working that way. I'll be between. I would have already moved around to wake y'all up, so put me between Sylvania and Shamash. I'll touch both of y'all and turn both of you invisible.
Cool. Because it doesn't work.
No, because, yeah.
They can see invisible.
Well, no. Beyond that, I've already got one up, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It doesn't work.
I forgot about its frightful presence.
Yeah.
So everybody needs
to. Oh, that's what I do.
Everybody needs to make a DC 16 wisdom saving throw.
Can I sing before that?
Actually, as soon as you're aware of it, you have to make a saving throw.
I rolled a natural one.
Okay, you're
pissing your pants.
Yeah, you're peeing on yourself.
You know what? I haven't been outside of the conclave ever, so I'm terrified of this thing. What is going on? I want to go.
Okay. It's okay. You're only gonna, it'll only be able to kill you once.
All right, take it. What's the thing called in D&D? I forgot what it's called.
Inspiration point.
Take an inspiration point.
That's a good thing. Give yourself an inspiration point on there.
Where?
That's a Benny. Down. Towards the...
Huh? All right, who else? Did anybody else not make it?
I got a 9. I don't think I'll make it.
16 is what you need.
Yeah, I made it.
You're just...
I rolled it.
You're just...
I got an 18.
You're just frightened, so... And you can remake it.
I got a 15.
You missed it by 1, then.
I got an 18.
You're good.
Scroll, it's under abilities.
And you said
I found it, but how do I add one?
Each turn you can try to make it again, yes.
Oh, yeah, no, you haven't used one. So it's fine. Okay. Sleep like it is.
What does frightened do? Does anybody know, or I need to look it up?
I need to look it up.
I'm going to start performing counter charm.
Hold on, I've got frightened here.
All right, so now, during everybody's turn while I'm doing this,
Disadvantage, well, you're going to cancel it then. Okay. Disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within line of sight, and you can't willingly move closer to the source of its fear.
All right, it's your turn right now, so...
Yeah, I know. It takes an action to do counter charm, so I'm doing counter charm.
Okay. Oh, fuck you,
I'm
bitch!
Still invisible
fuck
too.
You! Well, now I have an arrow of Black Dragon Slayer! Fuck you!
Yeah. Oh, wow. Now, on my turn, I can...
You actually yelling that?
No!
That's the one I need to kill.
All right, so
that was Kristen, not Deidre. All
right, what? So, I'm sorry. We can make a check every round to get rid of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it already gives us disadvantage.
It gives us disadvantage, so your advantage cancels it.
Okay, so this is just a straight roll here.
And you can make repeat the saving throw at the end of your turn. It says.
Well, this is the end of my turn.
I made it.
All right, you're no
more. I'm no more scared.
All right, Christy or Vince, whoever has
Christy,
the best.
Christy, you better hit it.
Okay, yeah.
Do I need to look that up, or do you have everything you need to know written down?
Thank you.
Are you scared?
Yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah, it's right on it. So it's going to have to make a DC 17 Constitution saving throw or take an additional 6d10 piercing damage on a failed save or half on a successful save.
I think...
If you're disadvantaged, you probably don't want to use that arrow.
Yeah, okay.
But she's normal. She's at normal.
That's only for the roll to not be scared. My counter charm is against charm and frightened effects.
Right.
You get advantage against charmed and frightened effects.
Oh, so yeah.
This is just a shot. It doesn't affect yet.
So you I would just take a regular shot and then try to save. Yeah.
You can make it your target, whatever.
Yeah!
That's my oath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the
oath, though. Yeah, I missed it. Second shot!
You missed?
Yeah.
Vince?
Try to not
make
be scared.
Your save.
Regular roll.
Wisdom.
You need a wisdom 16.
No.
Is it, how far away is it?
20 feet up, just above the trees.
How what size is it?
Huge, yes.
Oh, good lord, really?
This is kind of a...
hard
fight. Yes.
Say
but
that.
Difficult, but not impossible.
Hope you didn't like your character too much.
Well, let's...
They didn't tell me it was like this out here.
How are you going to reach the damn thing?
Well, see, if it was smaller, I could use Thorn Whip and pull it closer. But, oh well. Wait a second. How stupid would this be?
I don't know.
Extremely don't do it.
I have the jump spell.
Oh, Lord.
I
can't
make it up.
So stupid.
So it's 20 feet up, and I'm in a tree about 10 feet up.
Yeah. So you're going to try to jump on it?
Thinking about it.
I would love to see that.
Stop me if you've seen this before. As I jump right into its mouth. Won't be the first time this car's been in a dragon's mouth.
No, not the first. First time in a black dragon's mouth, though. All right.
Well, there was that one time in Bangkok, but we won't talk about that.
No, that's what happens in Bangkok stays in Bangkok. All right, I'm going to jump. I'll take the 14. That's a 21.
All right.
To jump on its back.
You're on its back.
I didn't even need to cast a spell for that.
Oh, and everyone's treasure that we got from the dragon, everybody took their page, so I don't have them anymore. 18
strength. I don't think there should be an issue.
What's that?
I said I don't have her treasure. Everything that I wrote down for each person individually, they already took. So I only have what I have.
All right, David, your turn. The lizard man is on the back of it now.
So we're looking up if I can attack after doing this, or if this is, or if I have to cast a spell to do it. In which case,
what's your strength modifier?
Plus 4.
So you can jump 7 feet plus you're 7 feet tall. It's only 14 feet.
Well, it's only 10 feet away because I'm up in the tree.
Oh, you were already up in the tree. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, so I can do that and actually still attack.
Okay. You have advantage. Oh, are you still frightened?
No. Okay. I wasn't frightened. Okay. I was raging. All right, so I'll take the...
It'll be close.
So can I use my longsword while I'm on top of a huge dragon?
If you had it out when you jumped.
Oh, yeah. All right, so that'll be a 23 to hit.
That is a hit.
And assuming I can only do that one-handed. 12 points of damage. I'll take the 18 for 14 points of damage. And then I'm going to try and bite it.
Of course 19 will hit.
Sorry. It was just all of a sudden it was like a waft of barbecue past
for 6 points of damage. And raging bonus, I add 6 more points of damage.
Wow. You did like 40 points of damage right there.
That's what he's good at.
Well, it's a good thing.
Eating dragons.
It's a good thing you have that ability. David, you might need it.
Gar is a
you better hide somewhere until we get it on the ground.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to stay where I'm at.
Well, that rage also helped.
Were you scared?
No.
Okay. I wasn't scared either.
I ain't scared.
You're scared.
I ain't scared.
You're scared.
No.
I'm just standing there watching him bite a damn dragon.
Okay, so you're not doing anything?
Angrily.
Biting a dragon. Thank God it's not me.
All right.
He's gnawing on that bitch like a lunch.
And now she's about to return the favor and bite you back.
Kinky. I like it.
That is a 30. Is that a hit?
No. Yes.
No. So that is 17 points of piercing damage.
No, it's not. I refuse. Not the damage. I disagree.
This is not the damage.
And 8 points of acid.
So that's what? How many points of the piercing?
17 piercing, 8 acid.
Basically it's 17 damage.
Anything as strong as acid.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't think she can reach you with her claws.
Mm-hmm. No.
She's a little T-Rex arm.
So she's going to try to flip you off, so make a reflex save.
Reflex or strength?
Well, you weren't holding on.
I'm biting on her.
Jaw strength? Okay. Make
I'm holding on with one hand, stabbing her with another.
All right, make it a strength check then.
Good. I get advantage on that. I'll take the 11 instead of the 10.
Yeah, neither one of them's good enough.
What?
So you're going to fall 20 feet. Whatever you take from 15. Falling 20 feet.
15 wasn't enough?
No.
Okay. What about athletics? That would give me an... I mean, 18.
Well, that would be good enough. Okay. But you said strength.
Well, I mean, athletics is a strength check. But would you consider that athletics? holding on while she's doing that stuff?
Sounds athletic to me.
Okay. Yeah. Then, then that would be an 18.
All right, then you held on.
Whoop. He's bull riding a damn dragon.
Yeah, they don't have holding a... on with his teeth, of all things.
and a claw.
Wren. Or sow. Sail.
Okay, so I get disadvantage on things, right?
Mm-hmm. But at the end of your turn, you get to make a save.
Okay.
And so, that inspiration point means you can do what, people?
Get advantage on check, I think.
Is that what that does?
So if you have disadvantage and you want to use that, that cancels out the disadvantage.
Okay, I would like to use that. Lightning on it. So I will use my inspiration.
That would hurt you, though.
Okay.
Could and save then, it though, and at the end, no, double advantage is not
canceled. I'm going to cast.
You haven't been running around with a grip long enough, but Scar would be fine with
it. I'm going to cast Witch Bolt at third
I
level.
I forgot Breath Weapon Lightning.
Okay.
As far as I can tell, there's no save. It's just if I hit it.
Okay.
I hit it. I don't think I hit it.
So you better have a lot of pluses.
What do I add?
Should tell you on the top of the spell description.
First of all, is that a 6 or a 9? It has no dot.
It does. It's just hard to see.
Oh.
Yeah, that one's the 6.
You're going to have to come up with 12 extra things to add on there for that to be it.
No. It does not say what I add.
It should be your charisma and your proficiency modifier.
All
right,
so
if you go to spell, if you go to your spells,
that's 7.
Your spell casting modifier.
Yes, that's 7.
If you look at the top of there, the
so
spell.
So that's 7.
Cast.
So I don't hit it.
No.
Okay.
It's being grappled. Does that give her advantage? No, she has disadvantage anyway.
No, I have nothing because
she used
I
her inspiration. Nothing. Right, we didn't use plus that seven. As a, we didn't do that as a grapple plus though.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But that still uses my spell slot, right?
Yes, Danny.
Is that not a cantrip?
Witch Bolt? No, that's the first level.
Okay.
Hicks is scared.
Oh, now you can make your saving throw to try to not be scared.
And you get advantage, so it cancels out.
So
you need a 16 wisdom is what you need.
To be scared of other dragons taken away?
I'm still really scared.
I don't even
She did not say.
I don't realize I'm a dragon, so I'm not immune to their 13. Fear. I'm going to attempt to hide. That's what he does best. Right
so you, if you're scared, it's disadvantage.
Yep. And then I'm going to make my save. So for the saving, the hide is a 12. And to save...
It's not a disadvantage.
It's not a disadvantage.
Unless, well, you moved outside of 30 feet of me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, then you
no, I'm still scared.
Your 12 is probably going to be good enough because... She's currently distracted. So you're probably hiding. Okay. Then Joseph.
Check me out. Look at me. Look at my figure on top of her. Yeah.
Word.
There you go.
She's still so far away.
I'm trying to bring her closer to the ground.
You're doing a bad job of it.
Right now, all she's thinking about is getting you off of her, so that's not why she's not going closer to the ground.
She was trying to get me
about
off.
Getting you off.
She just wants to get me off. That's sweet of her, but I did not give her consent.
You're right, the one who's biting her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you jumped on her, friend.
You're sending mixed messages.
You don't jump on a girl and then get mad when she tries to.
I do. No means no.
Yeah, I think I missed. Almost fine. So I'll move some so that she doesn't know where I'm at anymore. Actually, I'm not invisible anymore. I'm really...
You ain't visible. I mean, you are visible.
So for
Christy and or Vince.
It's going to be your charisma modifier plus 3, which is your
I'll let Jim
miles.
Go first.
Vince, your turn.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I should do besides stab, bite.
Save.
Grapple her. And then grab her wings
so
and bring her to the
plus
ground.
Plus 8, so they would have...
It probably won't work, but...
Have to see if
hey,
can't
it might.
For you.
That's good.
All right. What I can do is I can try and stab the sword through her neck so I can use it to steer. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
This is not Dune. Not just grab a rope and
I might be the Kwisatz-Haderach. I might be the Kwisatz-Haderach. My name could be a killing word. All right. I'm just going to stab it and bite it some more.
Plus your proficiency bonus. So the saving throw
All right, I'll take the 19.
Plus whatever your initiative modifier or your proficiency bonus is. Plus
that's,
and your constitution bonus.
13 points of damage.
Plus zero, so it's 8, 9, 10.
Does a 17 hit?
No.
Right, and so actually, that one misses. This is plus
And does an 18 hit?
Yes.
All right, so...
That's 11.
That's 6, 10 points of damage, including all the ragey bonuses and stuff.
And you have to
okay. And
did you get unscared last time?
I did not.
Oh.
Unscurred.
Unscurred.
Fucking fail. Okay.
So a little d20 plus 11.
D20. I'm going to be a Rolly McRolly to Shooty
McShooty. You're not using the
D20 special. No, plus your dex, plus your
My fucking god. So if I roll another two, fucking one.
And that should be a 3.
What did you roll, Christy? So
fucking guess.
Guess it wasn't a 20.
Hey!
I still have a disadvantage, so.
Well, you take the less one.
Exactly, so that's a 10.
Not bad.
So it's a 10. Plus 6, that's 16.
That's plus 6, because my dexterity is a 3.
Okay.
And if... Do I get...
I don't know what you get.
Plus 2
Wait,
for the
no.
Elf.
What?
Plus 2 from the elf.
Yeah, you haven't updated any of this stuff. So you got 3 plus your dex... 5 plus 2 is
7. 17. Oh. You don't have disadvantage because the elf will give you advantage.
Or is that's
what
only
I was,
one?
It's yeah. a 2. That's what I was about to say. I didn't need to roll disadvantage. I just need to roll straight. So let me re-roll that.
Okay, I don't like to be straight either.
Damn it!
Well, okay. The oath bow gives you advantage.
Yes.
Yes.
Cancel out the disadvantage.
Yes.
Use the freaking arrow then! Yes. It's a straight roll. It's worth a shot.
Okay, I'll use the arrow on my second shot.
So
you gotta get a different,
don't mess it up.
It doesn't work that way.
Come on, egg guy.
You people and your superstitions.
Fuck you, Vince.
Oh yes.
I hit that bitch.
Okay.
At least we're assuming a 24 hits.
Yes, a 24 hits. Yes.
All right, so it has a DC 17 Constitution save.
Oh god.
Yeah, it made that.
All right. It still rolls 6d10, and it takes half.
D10?
Plus the regular arrow damage,
the
right?
The 6d10 is half, though.
Okay.
Where did that go? It went up there, I think.
Oh, look it. Oh, yeah, there it is.
D10. One more.
Also has legendary resistance, so if it fails a saving throw, it can just choose to save anyway.
Yeah,
me too.
You,
I got that.
Dragon.
I want some of those.
What are you?
Now, just the 60-10 first.
60-10.
Because it's half.
That is
15.
14.
14.
Your arrow.
Plus your regular arrow. Your normal bow.
And it was my oath, so it gets...
Plus 2?
It's 1d8 plus a couple of d6, isn't it?
Why don't you have this written down?
Yeah.
I told you that I was meaning to update my character,
And
then I spent a half hour trying to make the fucking printer work when it wasn't even on the network anymore, and
I'm hearing a lot of excuses coming.
You're about to be feeling a lot of other things.
I'm already trying to romanticize this dragon. And you know,
you're doing a shitty job of it. Try harder. Buy our flowers.
Bitch, I've already done like 70 points of damage. So you wanna come up here?
No, come up here.
We are not making this a threesome. This is not one of your dreams.
We can do it.
This is not what we meant by the way to a girl's heart. You do not dig through her outer
rib
carapace.
Yes, absolutely.
It's additional 3d6.
Oh my goodness.
This is not a sexual encounter.
What is wrong with you so people?
Far. You love us, shut up.
Yeah, perhaps you should have listened to the podcast before you came. Then you would have known what you were getting into.
I know, I'm getting to it. I have to get out of V8.
So basically, Mike decided to do the podcast because he was like, we try to play a normal game and then stuff happens. People should hear this. And, you know, Rollin' Nerdy happened.
Yeah, 21.
21 more damage?
Yeah, that's not halved.
Okay.
That's pretty respectful.
David, you still just a spectator?
No, I'm going to use Breath Weapon
Lightning. Oh, I have to make my roll now.
Okay, never mind.
I'm not doing Counter Charm anymore, but it doesn't matter.
She's just trying to save, so go ahead.
Oh, I have
to. You don't have to roll a hit.
Yeah, but he does for the breath weapon.
He has to hit with the breath weapon? Okay.
Do you see this? Mm-hmm.
That's the same guy that you hit before.
I don't think that's going to make it.
No, what I meant is
I'm pretty sure he has to roll
the seventh
hit.
One I've rolled.
Dragonborn.
Some days you're the Louisville Slugger.
No, it has a DC save, so then he doesn't have to roll to hit. It's one or the other, typically.
He doesn't have to, Vince, he does not have to roll to hit with his breath weapon, right? The Dragonborn?
Dragonborn? No.
Just a saving throw, right?
Yeah, the dragon gets a saving throw.
So just roll the damage. And
it's a DC. I don't know what the damage is.
That's a save, no matter what the DC is.
That's not the damage.
Now you need to roll your damage, whatever that is.
Yeah. I'm 60.
DC
8. No. She's like, I'm about to hit you. I need to see if I'm going to feel bad about it. Yeah.
No, it's possible you're blue? That it might happen. Yeah. I just want to make sure that if it happens, I'm not going to die.
Lightning damage?
Yep.
How much damage do you do?
How do you know? Let's see.
It's under breath weapons.
That's a creature takes 2d6, half on a successful save. What level are you? Sixth?
Yeah.
So it's 3d6 now.
All right. And I save.
And it did save, so... It'll be half of whatever you roll there.
14.
So 7.
Alright, I take 7.
And Ren, who is still scared.
I'm terrified.
Like I said, you don't want
to go home.
The scar is completely
this
okay
is not
that.
What they said it would be. Wait, there no. are these giant flying things that are trying to kill
or Dan,
you.
Dan, or should I take away his club?
So try to kill
take
her back.
Away.
I'm taking
so
his club
I'm going to use Acid Splash.
We'll tell you that story later.
And so...
What is the range?
The range is 60 feet.
Awesome.
Is that acid damage?
It is.
It does nothing.
Oh, does it not?
It's a black dragon.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know anything
but,
about
but,
a dragon.
Yeah, Ren's character wouldn't have any clue. So,
you do your acid and you're like, wait a minute, that didn't do anything.
You're like, that well, so except awesome. That it might do damage.
That dealer did you bad, then.
It might do damage to Vince because Vince is on the dragon
well,
and
AOE,
therefore
so
in range of it. No. And so, you like...
That one wouldn't because it's not an area of effect.
Danny?
His
I'm
going
to try to shoot it with my... How far is
it's
it?
Cone.
It's about 20 feet up.
Has
oh,
it
still
it,
a short range.
Has it dropped it all from, you know, trying to fly?
No,
with
it's right now just trying to get you off.
I know, right?
And
we're all happy about
huh?
that.
Yeah, you're hidden as far as it's concerned, yeah.
All right, so
it's
I had
turned around the other way looking at him.
Which means I don't have advantage, and since I am... It's a sneak attack.
Since you're scared.
And I'm going to use my... Fury of the Small, which gives me an additional D6 worth of damage.
Fury
of
the pain
small.
Of my booty fists!
That's a 22 to hit.
That is it.
D6 plus D6 plus 6 points.
Nice.
No, it's going to be a total of 3D6.
Hit her in the spleen!
Not the
wow, that's some bad rolling.
That could have been worse, but not by much.
Two twos and a one podcast, people.
From a hand crossbow, that's still awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Plink! And I shoot it a second time.
What?
With a bonus attack.
I think I skipped the dragon's turn that time.
Too late.
Did the dragon go before you?
I don't know.
No, I didn't.
I don't know.
So it'll go after you.
Yeah, no, I think you skipped it.
And the second attack
damn you and your honesty.
Is a miss. And then I'm going to try to make my save to break this stupid fear. And I didn't. What did I need? A 16?
Oh, I didn't make my
yes. yeah. wisdom.
My yeah, roll to escape the fear.
Again.
Go ahead.
Should I try to?
Yes.
Guidance?
Wrong character.
What's
no,
what's
I can
it?
Get guidance.
No,
you need a 16 wisdom
me.
Save.
Because right
Well, I rolled a 14, so am I good?
What is your wisdom?
Just my wisdom is plus two.
Then you made it.
Yay, yeah. I'm not scared anymore.
You're a little scared.
All right, since she's facing you, she's going to breathe.
Who's she facing? Oh, you did.
5, 11, 12, 29, 34. It's not that bad. 42,
48, 52, 54. I'd be dead.
And
I'd
it is...
That definitely would be dead.
18 dexterity save.
Oh! I leveled.
Crap. I don't get... I'm going to use my luck to reroll that. Yes! All right.
So 27.
Half. Good. Because that would... Otherwise, it would have put me down to 4 hit points.
All right, now back to where we were, which would be Joseph.
Actually, no, we'll put him in a negative one. So you said 27?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to do some math.
You being on the back has made this a lot easier for everybody, though. She's only attacking you and can't use all of her attacks.
That's what I'm going for. Not only to be a meat shield, but to be a meat shield in a spectacular way.
I forgot. Do your deck save though. Again. Do your deck save.
For athletics?
She's still whipping around.
That's probably not going to happen. That's a 13 is my best.
All right. Then you're off of her. Take 20 feet of falling damage. Unless you have something that keeps you from doing that.
No.
D6 per 10 feet.
2d6, yeah.
2d6?
I think so.
Do it count the first 10 feet?
Yeah. If OSHA does, you do.
All right, put him on the ground.
I'll give Christy Bardic Inspiration, the idea you can use.
Yay!
I've been forgetting to do that. I will chunk a dagger at her. That's all. Oh, hey! That worked. 24?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, good. Then I will also use some poison art. So that is...
Mind-numbing poison?
11 points of poison and 6 points of piercing.
Okay, and there's no save from the poison?
Nope, it's okay. Just damage.
Alright. Vince or Christy?
Alright.
It's just really hurt.
I am tired of this bullshit.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, you're the one who's been taking all the damage. Huh? You're the one taking all the damage.
I know, people are still giving me crap about not having killed it already.
Maybe you ain't killed it yet. What's the spell, brother? I can look it up.
Chain lightning. I'm almost
there. Yeah, that's going to hurt him. What a nose.
I don't think that's
that
a nose.
That looks totally wrong.
That ain't a nose.
Oh, it's got a hole.
Well, some of them do.
Okay.
I wouldn't put the
What is
on.
Wrong with you people?
Why are you laughing if we're so wrong?
You should have it completely
down. There's his nose back.
Thank you.
That's the least nose-looking thing I've ever seen.
It don't look like a nose. Especially where she's putting it.
It does. That's what I was going for. Like Bert.
Grover.
Yeah.
It's Squidworth.
I mean, it's not like it's like this.
Bless you.
What are you doing over there? You're doing a lot of math and writing.
Yeah.
He's figuring.
48, 54 points of lightning damage. It has a dexterity save against whatever the...
Oh, you used the rogue.
DC 15.
Yep. Whoa.
Did it fail?
It did. Ah! How much damage did you do?
Wait, doesn't it have that 50, legendary save?
54?
He's already used
it.
Oh,
good.
You can use it 3 times.
54.
So, yes, she did save because that would have almost killed her.
Oh, come on. You should have let that kill her. That would have happened.
All right. She was smart. She would run off.
She should.
And guess what? It recharged.
Flag dragons Christy. Are not known for being that smart. Yeah, they are. They're not as dumb
14,
as
they're average.
Dragons.
They're dumb as far as dragons go.
Well, this is still smarter than you, I bet.
Well, I'm pretty damn sure of that.
14.
But... Huh?
14 is its intelligence.
It's only 4 points higher than me.
Why are you rolling?
Wait, we have the same intelligence?
Because it's my turn.
You only have to roll one. You have advantage with the oath, though.
Yep.
That's right. Thank you.
We have the same intelligence. You can't give me crap.
Green dragons are very intelligent.
Yes, they are.
Hey, how far away from me am I?
You can, 20 feet.
Okay. That is 11.
Did you get an extra 3d6? It was only once. From the oath,
though? Oh, it is my oath. That's right. Mm-hmm. This is the reason I need shit printed out for me, because I'm dumb. Right there! Shut up!
Again, with the excuses.
13. I'm about to fucking stab you.
That's why we have Joseph between us.
Yes, it was a 7.
You need a knife?
20.
Thank you.
Not helping.
24.
Okay.
24. Yeah.
That killed it.
Yay!
Yay!
Ow,
that hurt. Oh, thank God it's dead.
Here's a dinner.
Yes.
Yay, we won!
What was that thing?
It's a dragon.
You've heard of those, right?
And they,
I didn't think they were like that.
Now. And they do come bigger.
Some healing.
Oh, yes.
That,
54 points now.
I've got a potion of superior healing that I can give you.
But we have enough healers that we should be able to...
I wasn't around when the elves left the world.
I'll give you the 3 cure wound spells.
Well, that would have been nice to know.
Oh...
What, that you think they got us one of the...
Not
bad. Yeah, that would have been cool.
23.
Wait. So it's,
You get 23 points.
Is your wisdom plus one?
Yeah.
All right. Completing Shin of the Dragon Battle is a good place to end this episode.
Yay!
So, we'll see you next time as we continue on our trek to the World
Hopefully
Tree.
Because we'll I didn't die!
Do you still need that post?